AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin is cautiously welcoming the U.S. plan to end the nearly four-year-old war in Ukraine, which contains many of the Kremlin's longstanding demands, while offering limited security guarantees to Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky told Ukrainians they face a pivotal choice between standing up for the sovereign rights and preserving the American support it needs. Russia expert Max Bergman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. peace proposal cannot be the endgame.
If this is going to go anywhere, I think it has to be seen not as the kind of end final agreement, but as the starting point for a long series of talks and negotiations that hopefully take place between both Ukraine and Russia, but also between Europe and Russia, because that's a crucial aspect of a lot of the provisions in this proposal.
President Trump is giving Zelensky until Thursday to give him an answer, but an extension on finalizing terms of the deal is possible. After some Democratic lawmakers posted a video reminding military service members they shouldn't obey illegal orders, President Trump posted a response on social media: seditious behavior, punishable by death.
I'm not threatening them, but I think they're in serious trouble. I would say they're in serious trouble. I'm not threatening death, but I think they're in serious trouble. In the old days, it was death.
The president spoke to Fox News Radio's Brian Kilmeade. Pennsylvania's Chrissy Houlihan was in the video.
This is not normal. This is not normal political discourse. Indeed, it is in fact a explicit embrace of political violence against the opposition.
The president says they broke the law. The Trump administration is suing California for providing in-state college tuition, scholarships, and subsidized loans to students who aren't legally in the country. Iran's foreign ministry is calling a resolution by the UN Atomic Watchdog Board of Governors anti-Iranian. This is AP News. Two robbers overpower a guard and stole dozens of ancient gold coins from a Rome-themed Swiss museum,
smashing a display case and making off with dozens of gold coins that had been displayed inside. City police said late on Thursday that the suspects had bought tickets and waited until other visitors had left shortly before closing time before assaulting and restraining the guard, then breaking the display case. The monetary value of the loot was not immediately revealed, but police said the coins had archaeological value. Officials say the Lausanne Museum employee, a 64-year-old Swiss national, was interviewed by investigators and that he was not injured in the incident. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A grizzly bear attacked a group of school children and teachers on a walking trail in British Columbia in Canada, injuring 11 people, two of them critically. The bear, described as aggressive, is still on the loose. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.